We do have more on the local sports front to get into. Just talked USU Eastern basketball last segment. Yesterday, the spring sports season officially off and rolling in the Castle Country. The Emory Sport and baseball team had a chance to play host to the Union Cougars. We don't really know when the Emory ladies softball team will be able to start their season. Still some work to be done on their field. Mother Nature just not cooperating with a lot of teams in the local area. The Carbon Lady Dinos will have a chance to begin tomorrow. They're going to travel on the road to St. George, and that's what we're going to talk about right now. Joining us over the phone, we have Coach Kurt Nunley to talk about the start of the season and the offseason as well. We'll see some new faces out on the field for the Lady Dinos this year. They lost a great senior group. We'll tackle all that and more right now. Coach, a pleasure to get you on. Thank you.
I appreciate you, Jordan, for having me. Thank you.
Yeah, it's always fun to talk about the girls, Coach. And, well, I tell you, it seems just like yesterday you and I were talking about the end of the 2022 season. But here we are again, Coach, and I know you guys are traveling on the road tomorrow. You guys have a very busy weekend ahead of you. Before we get to that point, though, I want to talk about the offseason and the preparation for 2023 because, Coach, you guys really, I don't want to call it a facelift, but you did lose some key girls going back to last season. I mean, it has a little bit of a different vibe to it this year.
Absolutely, yeah. Missing those seniors, you know, from last year's squad, there's, you know, that was a good senior bunch. And we did have quite a few returning players that are coming back this year, which is, it plays in our favor. And so that right there, you know, with the amount of experience that we have for this year, I think we're going to have a pretty good season just because we have several girls that do have quite a bit of varsity experience, some girls who have had, you know, at least 2 years of varsity experience already, and now they're seniors. So, with that much of experience, where we've got several girls that have that varsity time in, I think that's going to definitely help us throughout the season.
Yeah, Coach, how have those girls that you expect to make a big impact this year, be it a junior last year, maybe even some sophomores? I mean, you take a look at these underclassmen and the senior group that you're going to have to rely on. Where did you see the most growth this offseason that leads you to believe that you guys are up for the challenge?
You know, I think it comes from, you know, my starting shortstop from last year, Brielle Sandoval. She was a sophomore last year. She'll be doing that same position this year. But coming in this year, I can see, you know, with the most growth in her is more confidence, you know, especially at the plate. She was already a pretty darn good shortstop coming in, you know, and being a sophomore and playing that important position. But when you say, you know, who's got the most confidence coming in for this season, I would have to say Brielle Sandoval, just because she, is coming in as in a junior year and knows quite a bit of what's happened at the varsity level. And, you know, just by doing practices and open gyms and open fields and seeing her in the cage and doing those kind of things, I mean, she's one that I can see that is really going to help the team quite a bit this year when it comes to, you know, someone having a lot of confidence and someone that's really, really gotten better over the last year.
Multi-sport athletes are always a big topic of conversation, Coach, especially when you're talking about rural area. I mean, you have to rely on those multi-sport athletes. How many kids do you have on the team this year that you expect to maybe find their rhythm this weekend that participated in the winter sports season, which just ended a week and a half, 2 weeks ago?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we here at Carbon High School, we do encourage all of our athletes to, you know, go out and explore other sports and play those other sports because they help you, you know, in the sport that you coach. And so we've got several girls that are on the team that, you know, have come back from basketball, girls basketball, you know, girls wrestling this year. It's the first time that, you know, in high school sports that we've got girls wrestling sanctioned. And so I've got a few girls that have done wrestling, which has really helped with, you know, their strength and their endurance. And so, yeah, I think that's going to help us when it comes to those girls that have multiple sports. They've already conditioned. Over the last week, you know, those first couple of days in the cage, you could see that they were out of rhythm. But the last few days that we've been in practice and doing more and more reps, you know, they're starting to get the feel of it. But, you know, practice is so much different than game situations. And so it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, these girls play this weekend, and where the weather's being as bad as it has been. We haven't been able to get out on our field yet. So obviously the Southern schools, they have the advantage over that from us. And so that will be interesting to see how we react to how the ball bounces when it comes to playing on the infield and also on the outfield, because we haven't been on our field this year yet.
Sure, and they don't give you guys a lot of time. I feel like I beat a dead horse with this. Every coach I talk to in the spring sports season, I mean, already, when you start this weekend, you'll be 2 months exactly away from the state championship tournament. That is such a tight time frame.
Tight frame. You have to have a lot of games. You know, we're allowed to have 22 games on our schedule. The St. George tournament, that's Friday and Saturday, that counts as two games, even though we play five games in that tournament, but on our schedule it counts for two. But that's a lot of games that you have to play within that short amount of time. And, you know, there's a whole lot of practice you do during the season, except for when you don't have, you know, games. And majority of the schedule that we have this year, the majority of our weeks, you know, we're playing three, at least two, but most of the time it's three games a week. And so, yeah, it's a very, very fast season. It's not like basketball. I think basketball is like 3.5 months, you know, and softball season's only two. So it goes quick, and you've got to get things in quick. And so practices, you're going to have to get things in really as quick as you can and try to get things, you know, up par so you're good to go for your first game.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Kurt Nunley, softball coach for the Carbon Lady Dinos. Coach, tomorrow you guys will head south. You go to St. George. Games against Hurricane. We'll see Cypress, Pleasant Grove, Cedar, Union, Box Elder. You guys play so many games over the weekend, over a three-day span. What's the biggest point of emphasis for you when you really break it down and look at it? Obviously, you want wins, right? But there's got to be more to it than that. That's too simplistic, knowing that this is the first action these girls have seen outside.
Absolutely, yeah. I think for us, it's just to see, you know, obviously get on a field and really try to get our skills up to par by playing on a field. But like I was telling you before, it's just totally different in the gymnasium. But, you know, I'm going down there so we can get some experience on an actual field and have these girls play on an actual field. But, you know, when it comes down to it, Jordan, I believe that you know, yeah, wins are important, but, you know, just the communication amongst the team. We've got some girls that are going to be playing varsity for the first time this year, and it's going to be interesting to see how those experienced varsity girls communicate with those who are just going to be playing for varsity for the first time this year. So that's where I really am excited about this year, is the communication when it comes to, you know, those who are new and those who have been experienced. But that's the main focus that I want to have coming out of this weekend is communication amongst our players.
Yeah, Coach, I get excited for any local coach who has been in a role 3-4 years consecutively, because then at that point it's kind of your philosophy, your mindset. You've been working with freshmen for a few years, and you're now back at that point, right, where, I mean, these girls, they know you as their high school softball coach. That's a great time.
Yeah, and you know, the girls know the routines, the procedures, and, you know, the things that we do, and that helps. You know, they understand what's expected of them. That it's not a new coaching staff. They understand what is expected of them when it comes to the coaching staff. And so I honestly think that if you have, you know, a coach that's been around in the program for a while and the girls have known that coach for a while, it does play an advantage when it comes to, you know, the season of softball.
Coach, with that being said, any new faces in the dugout this year for the team?
You know, we've got a few juniors that are going to be coming in this year. We've got Adrian Abeda that's going to be, you know, there at the varsity level. We have Kylan Sorensen that'll be there, you know, Taylor Secor, You know, Danica Adams, who's a sophomore, who will be playing, some freshman. We got Annie McGinnis, who is a senior, and she's new to the varsity level as well. And so, you know, we've got some of these. Oh, and Jenna Richards, she played a little bit of varsity for us last year. She was mostly a runner for us, but you know, she's going to play more of a role in the outfield and more offensively this year. But when you say what players that stand out for me, I'd have to say all those players are going to be standing out for me because this is their first year to actually be having some varsity experience.
What about from a coaching standpoint? Anyone new?
You know what? We've got pretty much the same coaching staff except for Dave Basinger. He's now with the baseball program. He's going over and helping Rob Smith at the baseball program. And Kyle Abeta, he was at the sophomore level. Yeah, last year he was my freshman sophomore coach there, and I brought him up, and he's going to be helping out with the varsity team this year. So we still have Gracie Hansen, who was actually a volunteer coach last year. She's now on the coaching staff as a paid coach, and then Pam Erickson, who was there last year as well at the sophomore level. Those two will be the freshman sophomore coach, Pam and Gracie, and then it'll be Butchie Vasquez. He's been with me, for the last three seasons, and Kyle Abeta, who's going to be here at the varsity level. So at the varsity level, it'll be myself and Butchie Vasquez and Kyle Abeta that's going to be doing the varsity this year.
Well, Coach, it is great to get you back on. Great to start talking softball once again. I'm looking forward to this weekend. Also looking forward to catching up with you next week and kind of recapping everything that went down. For those taking notes at home, first home game right now is scheduled tentatively, right, for March 15th against Uinta?
Yeah, it's not looking good, though, Jordan. I mean, our fields are still pretty covered in snow, and infields are pretty wet. It's pretty muddy on the infields, and so the district has stepped up and has helped us out. And so next week I've got a few tarps that the district has given me, and I'm going to go out, and the team's going to go out. We're going to put some tarps down on where there's some snow to try to get this snow melted. But next week's home game, it just doesn't look good right now. I'm about 90% sure it's not going to be a go.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope for some home games relatively soon. Coach, best of luck this weekend in St. George. Thank you again for the time. We'll talk next week.
Hey, thank you, Jordan. I appreciate everything that you do for Carbon High School sports.
It's Coach Kurt Nunley again of the Carbon Dino softball team taking out the time to join us today to set the stage for the 2023 season. That'll pick up tomorrow. We'll continue to keep you updated as the Lady Dinos travel to St. George. Let's pause one more time. We'll come back, put the final touches on this edition of the show with some national sports talk. That's coming up after this.